In the race to find new treatments for the coronavirus, some researchers say a key demographic is being left out of clinical trials. Elderly people. A recent study led by Harvard Medical School shows people over 75 are being excluded from some COVID-19 treatment trials, even as the disease disproportionately harms and kills older patients. Dr. Sharon Inouye is the leading researcher on the study. She's a geriatrician with Harvard Medical School and Hebrew Senior Life and joins us now. Good morning, doctor, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. I'm really happy to be here and pleased to talk to you about this important area.
So let me start this way, doctor, then. How widespread is this exclusion of older patients in these clinical trials?
In a preliminary study that we're conducting now, about 15% of trials are excluding older adults in the 65 to 80 age group directly from their trials, and an additional about 12% are excluding them for exclusions that don't seem completely well justified and will preferentially exclude older adults.
You know, considering, as we said, that COVID-19 is hitting older adults, 60 plus, so hard, this doesn't seem logical. What's driving these decisions by clinicians, do you think?
It's probably a variety of reasons. I think there's also a realistic concern about the increased risk of side effects, and so they may be reluctant or unable to take the time to screen and assess carefully, and therefore instead just make blanket exclusions to make the trial go quicker and easier for them. But I think the one I'm most concerned about is the sort of thoughtless exclusions, not realizing that certain criteria may be ageist, like several trials are requiring the use of information technology, like smartphones or webcams or having wireless internet in the home. And that's not always true for people in the 75-plus age group.
In the bigger picture, how often are people over, say, 75 excluded from such medical trials compared to other demographics because they frequently struggle with underlying conditions, like, for example, the African-American community?
As you say, many of the exclusions that apply to older adults also will exclude other high-risk populations as well. And so, for instance, if you have an exclusion of well-controlled hypertension, that affects about 66% of older adults generally, and even a higher proportion in the African-American population. And some of the other exclusions I mentioned about the use of information technology, that can also definitely not only exclude older populations, but a wide swath of diversity populations. And so these are things we have to be very aware of in order to include those target populations that are very important for COVID.
Dr. Inouye, one more question. Are you concerned that since older people are sometimes excluded from these medical trials, that the drugs that are being developed during these trials, if they go to market, might be less effective for older people because they weren't tested to begin with?
It's huge, Bob. We have found with other drugs or vaccines that were not tested in older adults, sometimes they may not be effective. They may need dose adjustments, for instance. In the case of a vaccine, they may need the antigen to be made more potent. They may require repeated doses. If they're not tested in the population, they may not work. And so that is one of the major concerns I'm having and the motivating force behind this study.
Dr. Sharon Inouye, geriatrician with Harvard Medical School and Hebrew Senior Life, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition about this.
Thank you, Bob. It's great to be here.